It's time for another installment of The Garden Guys with Ron and Tom. For all of your gardening needs, be sure to stop by The Granary, located at 217 North 1st Street in Decatur.
Well, hey, Ron, it's the first weekend of March already.
It sure is, and it seems like spring has sprung because here at The Granary, we're almost having a lakeside view here.
Yes, that's right. We've certainly had our share of water this week, and I think we'd all be glad to see that go down and stay down. But it is, like I said, March, and so you never quite know what the weather's going to be, and it's coming in like a lion, so let's hope it goes out like a lamb.
I don't know about that, Tom. I might disagree. I almost thought it was coming in nice, but I guess maybe I'm comparing it to the wrong thing, maybe.
It could be, because I know down a little further south there's been a lot of rain, so I know they would definitely say it's been like a lion.
Okay, well, that suits me, if you want to call it a lion and going out like a lamb. I would prefer that.
All right. Well, you know, gardening is getting close. You've got seeds that have arrived, and my wife told me just the other day that she had a dream about our garden, so I know that the gardening is just around the corner.
Man, I hope it was a good dream with the ears of corn you had to pull out with the truck or something.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, we've got a lot of seeds that have come in. Just about have everything in. I'm still got a few things coming. You could pick out seeds already if you've already got the place planned. We've got flowers, you know, and if you're feeling a little down, you just come on in and look around at the flowers, breathe in the oxygen that those flowers are putting off, and you just enjoy.
And, of course, berry plants are another thing that people could be picking up.
Well, not picking up yet the berry plants, but we want to let them, get them growing in that before they pick them out. But what'd be nice is if you got an idea that you would like a certain kind of berry this year, it'd be nice to get it ordered so you know that you will get them. Yeah, another thing, Tom, we've got some new items here while you're in just browsing around over in the greenhouse. We've got some items that they're actually designs that this individual created, and most of them are installed concrete product, but some of it is quite interesting. They have a name that goes with each item. The name is what inspired the artist to create these different things, so I've got one here, Tom. I'll have to ask you about, we've got a Grandma and Grandpa Nature, which makes you think, right?
It does.
And I'm sure you could figure this one out, sour grapes.
Yep, I think that could conjure up some images in my mind.
And then there's a bunny bait.
We could have used some of those last year when the bunnies were in our garden.
Well, you might have had to throw these at the bunnies to accomplish anything there.
Hey, speaking of, how big are these things? Are they somewhere where you could throw them or what?
Well, they're about this big all the way to this big.
Oh, I see. Well, I better get the microphone up a little closer to your hand so our listeners can see that. I think so. He's holding his hands about 6 to 12 inches apart, so they're definitely something you can handle and would probably look really nice in a flower bed.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, they could be hung on a wall, or they could be, some of them are just about to stepping stone size, but maybe not quite. And one, another cute name is Raspberries. Pretty well describes itself. And then there's also Brad and Carrie Pitt, or should I say Cherry Pitt?
Yeah. It sounds like there's a lot of neat ones, and you can come and look them over here at the Granary, 217 North 1st Street here in Decatur. I'll be sure to visit them on the web at thegranary.net. Well, Ron, what does Hopper have to say today?
Hopper said something about, you were talking about children, getting them involved in the garden. It's good family activity, and he's says like this: with love, children bloom in the garden of life. Now may God bless you in your garden till we meet again.
And that wraps up this week's installment of The Garden Guys. Be sure to listen to The Garden Guys each Saturday morning on WZBD right before the 9:30 news. Brought to you by The Granary, located at 217 North 1st Street, indicating...